from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If you think I rant about no beer being sold in Montgomery County grocery stores, you should have just heard the conversation I just had with Brian after getting my my first allotment of Montgomery County and State of Maryland property taxes.
Did I give you a solution?
Move.
Sell more beer in the stores. You probably wouldn't have to charge your damn constituents so much money.
Ah, agreed there, Brian. I think what you just said is really valuable for folks to understand, that a lot of people were mad about the Dotson trade not getting enough, and a lot of people were mad that he went to Philly. Yo, if they could have sent him to Seattle or Houston or Jacksonville, yeah, like, they'd love to send him somewhere else.
But
that was
what?
The best offer.
They weren't offering what Philly was offering. Sometimes when you make a decision to move somebody, you have to go with the best offer. And the best offer is what Adam them said was his best for the team. Because they feel that Adam Peters is probably looking and saying, look, I'm good enough to work this 3 and these 2 sevens into something that's going to be worthwhile.
Hear, hear. I think, you know, I really believe that since the Dotson trade, there has been a real – people can take this however they want it, because Dan Quinn, Adam Peters yesterday, they said repeatedly, hey, our plan is to win and compete. Like, that, there's no way. Dan Quinn. Brian, you know Ken Norton, right?
Yep, I know him well.
You know him pretty well.
We competed a lot.
You think there's any chance when he gets to Tampa for week one, that he's thinking long-term 3 years from now, roster rebuild?
Hell no. He wants to win that game.
Hell no. Brian, you know Larry Izzo pretty well. I think you fist-fought him 20 years ago.
We just had a little shoving match.
Sure. when you look at Larry Izzo's eyes, he's got crazy in there.
Yeah.
You think Larry Izzo, when he gets to Tampa week one, is going to be thinking about the 2027 season and what this organization could be on the precipice of?
Larry's not thinking about that. What's coaches and players think about winning now.
Winning now.
Yeah, that's why Adam's job is to fix it for the long haul. Their job is to, let's try to win this thing now, no matter who we have.
Jason Simmons is a friend of yours, defensive pass game coordinator. Yep. I watch him put these guys through drills. You think he's focused on anything but beating Tampa week one?
Make his team better and win.
Undeniably, these guys are taking the 53 players they have, plus 17 on practice squad, to go beat some Buccaneer ass.
There you go. The Yuccaneers.
Whether or not that happens, that's in God's hands. That's the will of the universe, right? But the players in that locker room, the coaches on the staff, plan on winning now.
Totally.
Period. But I do think there's been a real reminder to fans, yo, they went 4-13 last year. When you go through some of these analytical, numerical models, the modeling doesn't look that great.
Yeah.
Vegas only has them for 6.5 wins. Mm-hmm. They do play a bunch of teams that made the playoffs last year. Like, what is improvement for Adam Peters and even Dan Quinn? Because he's part of this, too. Like, Quinn is focused on week one, but is also looking
at this. He understands the long haul.
Right.
He knows he got to crawl before he walks.
I do think the last week has been a real reminder of, all right, man, Jahan's got to go. The Dotson trade doesn't make them better for that Tampa game, but it makes them better long term. They also realize we want a different person in this role, right?
Yeah.
sending away John Ridgeway is because they're going to run their defense different, and they want to give Phil Mathis a chance, and they don't need two big-bodied, you know, primarily lined up over the center or the center guard gap guys.
Yeah.
And you got something back for him. Now you got an extra six. You know what you can do with two sixes? Maybe move up to the fifth round.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the more options you have going forward, the better. And I think that's what these guys are all about.
But I think the ultimate thing is, at this point, we don't know what the picks that they picked up is going to end up being. Suppose the third that they got ended up being another Terry McLaurin. How about those two sevens end up being a fifth or a sixth?
Sure.
And they get somebody that could go out there and play 8-9 years for them. I think the thing of it is, you know, we have to understand that, and I know every time we always talk about, well, like when guys don't have a name or a reputation already, we go, oh, man. But those guys, when they started off, they didn't have names and reputations either. They grew into that. And you have to give it a certain period of growth time to become the team you want to be. But we seem to want, as soon as you plug one or two people in, oh, we're perfect now. No, we're not. They got to build their chemistry. They got to get their camaraderie going together, and they have to grow. And that normally is going to take a year, 2 years for people to start doing it. And then as you can keep having the people enter and people leave out, now it stays for a long time. Instead of what we used to do, we always go find old players from other teams. We give them all the money. And then we never, ever let the younger guys even grow and get ready. I don't think this organization, the way they're doing it now, will be doing that.
I think Harris understands. We can't be as bad as last year, but he didn't talk about playoffs or bust or we're going all in.
Can you imagine he say that? The fans, boy, like some of these fans go love that, and then they'll be judging them harsher. Sometimes you got to be truthful and let people know what you're trying to do. And if you happen to end up being much better than what you think and you get into the playoffs, then that's cool. But don't come promising that on the first year.
Adam Peters said something really smart yesterday because they didn't claim any people on waivers. I don't think they were too enthusiastic about the people available on waivers. He said it's really hard to add good players at this point because most of that happens in March and April.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't mean Noah Brown might come in here and help. Some of these practice squad guys might come in and help. But, like, you're not – we said this really at the end – at the beginning of training camp, kind of at the end of the draft. There might be some tweaks, some changes. You never know, a trade can happen. But by and large, this is the team you got.
Yeah. Like, a lot of the waiver players are exactly what you have on your team. People that you know has to take a little bit more time to get there. You know what I'm saying? It's normally guys at a certain period of experience, and that experience is normally 2 or 3 years in that range, to where you still have time. You got to grow. So why would I get rid of the person I've already started to, you know, mold into what I want, and then go get somebody else, and somebody else was trying to go somewhere else? I got to break that down to start getting them on my path. So maybe, just maybe, I'll wait just like they did. They waited for Noah, a guy who had the right to go wherever he wanted to go.
Yep.
And he wanted to come here.
You know who has the right to go wherever he wants to go?
Who's
and
that?
Wants to come here? John Keim joins us next. Nobody go anywhere.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.